Are you ready to leave your corporate job behind and be your own boss? Have you ever dreamed of owning a business? Do you have $50,000 or more sitting around in a 401k? If you answered yes, it's time to invest in yourself by buying or starting a business or franchise. IRS code allows you to use money in a 401k to invest in a business with absolutely no penalties or taxes. At Guidant Financial, we've helped more than 11,000 entrepreneurs invest $3 billion in retirement assets into the small businesses and franchises of their dreams. So if you've got $50,000 or more in a 401k and you're looking for a way to start a business, call Guidant Financial now for free information and to learn more. Operators are standing by for your call. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. That's 800-570-6630.
Come fly with me, let's fly away.
Welcome to Travel with Stephanie Abrams.
I am so glad you're with us this hour. You know, if you miss any part of today's show, remember you can go to, where can you go? You can go to travelers411.com and in the navigation bar click on podcast. And any show in the last 52 weeks, you will find every one of them. And then next week, the oldest show drops off, and the newest show comes on a rolling basis. And you can download and take us with you, which is always a lovely thing. I like the idea of going places with you. One more way to travel. And you can go to sabrams.com, look in the show notes, and we feature the last 2.5 to 3 months of shows highlighted on the homepage at sabr.com. AMS.com, go to the search box at either place. The search engine is all tied together. And you'll find, what will you find? Well, you got to search for something first if you're going to find it. So you can search for destinations, attractions, brands, unique venues, hotels, any sector of the travel industry, car rental companies, cruise lines. And then you get all the links to archived audio where you can hear the real people, the ones associated with the products and services we talk about that are of interest to people in the travel industry, and hear what they have to tell you about the subject, and not some third party who's getting it all wrong, which happens far too often. I am so tired of listening to people on radio and TV talk about destinations, places to visit, places to stay. And I know they've never been there because they couldn't be saying what they're saying if they had ever gone to the place. And my favorite one, I talked about a bit earlier today, and that's some woman named Ruth Gilligan has written a novel. Good that it's fiction. And the novel is about the Jews of Ireland, who, according to her, began arriving around the time Hitler was rising to power. That is so wrong. She only missed by, what, 800 years? It's just so wrong. I'm sure it's a good book. I mean, it really sounded interesting. I'd like to read it, but her history and the research she did. I did all this research, and based on that, I found out that in around 1936, people started arriving in Ireland who were Jewish from Eastern Europe. It's like, no. First boat came in, didn't stay, though. No settlement in the year 1000. Next boat was in the 1200s. First settlement was in the 1500s. First Lord Mayor of County Cork, who was Jewish, was in 1555, people. Coming up on the 500th anniversary. Get your facts straight. And that's one of the reasons we like to have the horse's mouth with us, by telephone, or if I get lucky enough, in our studio, to give us information that is accurate and you can rely on, because they're the people that deliver the products and services the real deal. I've got a real deal sitting across from me in the studio today. People ask me all the time, because so many people take a summer vacation. What is your summer vacation, Stephanie? And my summer vacation is staying home. And it's not because it's a staycation, which I happen to think is a crazy idea, by the way. Anybody that's ever listened more than once knows that. Why would you want to stay home and have to make your own beds? Go somewhere. Let somebody else do it. But what my summer vacation is going to Tanglewood, the summer home of the Boston Symphony Orchestra, where you will find the Boston Pops, where you will find popular artists who are amazing. And if you are into classical music, you will find heaven in a setting that is incomparable. Lots of places have outdoor concerts. None of them are Tanglewood. It is unique. It is a happening. And you can't really, as hard as I try to describe it, you can't. You have to experience it. And I have in our studio somebody that's going to help us experience the coming season of Tanglewood. And let me tell you now, did you ever go into a store and see they had one left of an item and you kind of liked it a lot? And then your better impulses of being frugal overtook you and you walked out. And 20 minutes later, you said, I want that. And you went back and it was gone. That's what happens to tickets at Tanglewood. The place is known to sell out. Don't wait till the dates you hear this hour are upon you to plan to get your tickets. So we're giving you a heads up now. And we're going to do that right after this.
Today's show is brought to you in part by Aer Lingus, Ireland's four-star airline, flying to over 25 destinations in Europe from Hartford, Connecticut's Bradley International Airport. For great value flights and award-winning Irish hospitality, book now at AerLingus.com.
I'm so lucky to have a guest in our studio. It's really a delight because, you know, we're tucked away in western Massachusetts, up in the glorious Berkshire Mountains. It's gorgeous here, and spring has sprung. Please don't tell me there's no such thing as global warming. In years past, in decades past, the lake I live on would still be frozen at this time of year. It would finally melt somewhere around the third week in May. Not anymore. But it's gorgeous as a result. I am not one of those fans of snow. I like to watch it come down. I also like to see it leave. I have with me Mr. Lawrence Oberweger, also known as Larry, who's the director of the Tanglewood Business Partners and lives locally. So we were able to commandeer him to come and visit with us here at Studio 35 at the beautiful Berkshire Crown Plaza Hotel in Pittsfield, the heart of Berkshire County, and literally a hop and a jump down the road to Tanglewood. You live how close to here?
2.5 miles.
Wow. Which puts you about 2.5 miles from Tanglewood also.
A little further to Tanglewood. I have like a 9 to 11 minute commute each morning.
I'll run you a benefit, Larry. On country roads, people. Yeah, even after a busy Tanglewood night, because of where we park, we're home in 15, 20 minutes on the busiest of nights. But we know the backwoods roads, so on those nights when there are 18,000 people at Tanglewood, yeah, we still get out quick. So, Larry, how long have you been associated with the Boston Symphony?
I have been working for the BSO for 5 years as the director of Tanglewood Business Partners.
And I see you have before you this summer's brochure. I already have all of my tickets except for one performance Labor Day weekend, which was just announced, and I haven't got my tickets yet.
Uh-huh.
So Let's start at the beginning. The actual, what's considered the Tanglewood season begins always just after 4th of July, but for the 2-3 weeks ahead of that, there are popular artists that are opening.
Well, there are a number of things, and for the last couple of years, we, the BSO, have made a real effort to extend the shoulder seasons earlier and later the BSO season. The BSO season is 8 weekends, and this year it begins on Friday, July 7th is opening night at Tanglewood, and that's the first BSO concert. But we actually begin the season in mid-June. We have a Pops concert, which is actually a movie in concert. It's Jaws, which is a fantastic movie, and this is something relatively new developed in the last 5 or so years, where movies have the score, the orchestral score, digitally removed from the film, and the film can be shown with all the dialogue and all the special effects, but with a live orchestra playing the score. So we will be doing Jaws on Sunday, June 18th, with the Pops playing the score. In the past, we've done West Side Story and The Wizard of Oz and Raiders of the Lost Ark, and it's always a fun night, great for families. We have The Four Voices in that same week. That's Joan Baez, the Indigo Girls, and Mary Chapin Carpenter, who were touring this summer, are playing at Tanglewood.
She was at Tanglewood a few years ago, too.
Yes, she was at Tanglewood a few years ago, and I think she was also at Tanglewood like 40-plus years ago.
She brought the house down. She brought the house down.
So that should be a really exciting concert.
And the shed seats almost 6,000 people, and then you get all the people who love to be on the lawn. And the place was a sellout crowd, and she brought the house down. It was just amazing. I'm so glad that I was there. We're going to take a quick commercial break and come right back and talk about what's on the Tanglewood season. I'm actually going to be at that June 17th Joan Baez concert. So if you're going to go, people, go post something at AskStephanie@travelers411.com, and I'll tell you where I'm sitting so we can meet. Stay with me. We'll be right back.
Get your tickets now for a very special Boston Pops season at Symphony Hall. Keith Lockhart and the Boston Pops present a season-long tribute to the legendary John Williams with 10 concerts featuring his film scores from E.T., Jaws, Raiders, Star Wars, Harry Potter, and more. And it's a season filled with exciting debuts, beginning opening night May 10th with special guest Queen Latifah. America's Orchestra, the Boston Pops, has your table waiting. Call 888-266-1200 or visit bostonpops.org. Sponsored by Fidelity Investments.
What's your next great vacation plan? Did you know that from Hartford, you can fly to over 25 destinations in Europe with Aer Lingus, Ireland's four-star airline, so you could breeze through Bradley and dance through Dublin, all the way to the sights of Paris, Amsterdam, Frankfurt, or London, or stop over in Ireland and squeeze in an extra vacation. And naturally, wherever you choose to fly to, you'll enjoy our award-winning Irish hospitality on board. When Smart wants great value fares to Europe, Smart flies Aer Lingus. Book now at AerLingus.com.
Hi, this is Stephanie Abrams. Follow Ireland's wild Atlantic Way along the coastline from Kinsale to Malinhead, Ireland's most southern and northern points, and wend your way through charming towns and villages where you're sure to find locally sourced produce, freshly delivered Irish cheeses and creamery products, and fish and seafood caught in Irish waters prepared into mouth-watering meals created by skilled chefs waiting at a table set for you. To complement the experiences of your day exploring Ireland, let the mist of the sea embrace you as you walk along the beaches or ride horseback. Immerse yourself in everything that interests you. Music, art, dance, architecture, history, literature. Take a course in surfing or maybe a cooking class, all by the side of the sea. And there are more flights to Ireland with the most competitive fares and accommodations, from B&Bs to cozy country castles. Visit your travel agent in Ireland.com.
Due to an upturn in the economy, Main Street Business Loans has pre-approved the release of millions of dollars in small business funding. Your business may already be pre-approved to receive up to $250,000. We've sent out millions of pre-approval letters. We see the economy growing, and our underwriters believe now is the time to invest in your business so you can grow faster and make more money. And we're prepared to give you up to $250,000 to do it. Your funds can be available in 5 days. There are no application fees, no annual fees, just quick access to up to $250,000. If your business did not receive your approval letter to get up to $250,000, call Main Street Business Loans Approval Desk now.
800-430-7570. 800-430-7570, 800-430-7570. That's 800-430-7570.
Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation
at 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723.
We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off.
Call 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. That's 800-721-6723.
Biz Talk Radio.
Have you been to Serendipity 3? Hi, this is Stephanie Abrams. Serendipity 3, located at 225 East 60th Street between 2nd and 3rd Avenues in New York City, offers their signature frozen hot chocolate and hot fudge sundaes. Yum. Hungry? Have a yummy brunch, lunch, pre- and post-theater dinners, and munchables in an atmosphere designed to make the best memories. The haunt of celebrities and people in the know for over five decades, Serendipity 3 is open 7 days a week at 11:30 a.m., open until midnight Sunday through Thursday, and till 1 a.m. Friday and Saturday. A New York City visit is incomplete without a stop at Serendipity 3. Before you leave there, pick up a copy of my novel, Rumors, from their darling gift shop. Visit serendipity3.com for menus and details.
There's a small part of our island that everyone knows. But there's a whole country that people come to know and always come back to. This is the undiscovered Jamaica. It's a country of mountains and waterfalls and rivers and Jamaicans. Come roam our hills and explore our heritage. Come hear reggae where reggae was born. It's a Jamaica that's more unique, more inviting, more intense. Yes, it's a road less traveled, and that's exactly the point. Come explore the other side of Jamaica, our Jamaica.
Learn more at visitjamaica.com. That's visitjamaica.com. Portions of today's show are brought to you by Tourism Ireland, celebrating Ireland's wild Atlantic way. Visit Ireland.com.
Travel with Stephanie Abrams.
The first thing that came to my mind is kind of punny, and I was going to bite my tongue and not say it because it is punny, but I got to tell you, I'm all jazzed up. Because I hate to wish away the spring. It's so beautiful here in the Berkshire Mountains of Western Massachusetts, but I can't wait for summer. And summer's not officially open yet when the grounds of Tanglewood are alive with the sound of music. This year, starting on the 17th of June with the Joan Baez, Mary Chapin Carpenter, Indigo Girls concert. Yeah, going to that too. And so many more. So take us through, Larry.
Sure.
We're talking with Larry Ober... Wagger, if you just joined us, and he is the director of the Tanglewood Business Partners, which is a kind of fundraising program for businesses that understand the relevance and importance of supporting the Boston Symphony Orchestra and all its endeavors, which includes what goes on at Tanglewood, not just at Symphony Hall. And they're touring, I imagine, as well.
Yes, well, just to back up a minute a little more on that, Tanglewood is the only permanent summer home that an American orchestra has. So it's very special to the BSO. It sets us apart. It is much beloved by us, the BSO, by the players in the BSO. It is an important part of the BSO and the Boston Pops. And I think we can all rest assured that Tanglewood will be here with the BSO as its orchestra every summer for many, many decades to come.
Well, you know, but you don't have to move.
That's true.
Yeah, Larry lives in Pittsfield, which is where we broadcast from in Western Massachusetts. But literally, that's got to be a scene. The entire orchestra, all of the musicians, the management team, all the people that do stage management and handle instruments and all that jazz, all the instruments, you know, all the music stands, all the equipment, all the musicians pack up in Boston and move across the Commonwealth of Massachusetts to Berkshire County for the summer, which, you know, to a large degree is a wonderful perk. And much of this predates air conditioning. When, if you think back to the late 1800s, early 1900s, where you had concert halls, and can you imagine being locked in a concert hall, which by tradition doesn't have windows that open? Imagine being in a hot building in the summer. Now you're going to go play music, or people are going to sit there and melt while they try to listen to it. So this is under the stars and air conditioned by the Lord, and we're in the mountains. So I don't go anywhere without a sweater 12 months of the year. It doesn't matter what the month is or what the temperatures are in the daytime. Where'd we leave off, Larry?
Well, we left off towards the end of June. We have a string of popular artist concerts beginning on July 1st with Boz Scaggs and Michael McDonald, two fabulous singers whose careers began in the 60s. And both of whom have many, many, many hits that you will know if you don't know them offhand.
Like who?
Well, Michael McDonald he was the lead singer of the Doobie Brothers earlier in his career. Boz Scaggs was, you know, played under his own name, but they have great songs. That will be a great concert. They're touring all summer. Then we have John Mellencamp the next night, followed by Natalie Merchant the next night, followed by James Taylor for two nights after that. So that's
a hot weekend,
June 30th kids. Through July 4th, leading to, on July 5th, the first, not the first for the summer, but one of the first classical music concerts this summer at Ozawa Hall, which is our smaller chamber music hall. It's celebrating its 25th anniversary. It's a beautiful small hall with about 1,200 seats inside. Like the shed where the big BSO and Pops concerts are, it has a back door that opens to a beautiful lawn that is kind of a natural amphitheater, so a few thousand people can sit outside on a nice night.
Well, we're going to take a quick commercial break and come back because I want to talk a little bit about the July 5th performance in Ozawa Hall, because the group that is performing performed last year, and they are amazing. We'll be right back. Stephanie Abrams here.
Today's show is brought to you in part by Aer Lingus, Ireland's four-star airline, flying to over 25 destinations in Europe from Hartford, Connecticut's Bradley International Airport. For great value flights and award-winning Irish hospitality, book now at AerLingus.com.
Looking for great island destinations that have beautiful beaches and amazing sightseeing and shopping? Try Malta. Hi, this is Stephanie Abrams. Just off the coast of Italy, with three islands for travelers to explore, you'll find walled cities, baroque towns, sleepy villages, gorgeous seaside resorts, wonderful hotels and spas, great restaurants, beautiful beaches, the spiritual paths of St. Paul, and the Cathedral of the Knights of the Order of St. John. Whatever your interest, you'll find it in Malta. Whether it's bustling fishing ports that provide you with an abundance of unique experiences, charming cafes, nightlife, clubs, restaurants, and glorious pastry shops that remind travelers of Baroque living, incredible architecture, historic forts, and a world of art, rare books, and botanical gardens, make Malta a must-visit experience. For details, go to visitmalta.com.
Now, the club for Biz Talk Radio listeners and your biz. The Biz TV Club is where you can watch some of your favorite Biz Talk Radio hosts and others on the go, on demand, on Android, desktop, Roku, and more. Never miss an episode of your favorite Biz TV shows and have the 24/7 Biz Talk Radio stream at your fingertips. Watch anytime, anywhere for just $5.95 a month with a free trial by using promo code RADIO. Go to BizRadioClub.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-425-1023. That's 800-425-1023.
I live alone and rarely have visitors. So when I slipped and fell in the kitchen last month and couldn't get to a phone, I knew I was in trouble.
Help!
I could barely move.
Help!
I tried calling for help, but no one could hear me. As I lay there, I couldn't help but think of my kids and grandkids having to go on without me. I was terrified. It took 8 hours for my neighbor to find me. It could have been the end of me. That's when I knew I needed Life Alert. With just one press of this button, I'm connected to the Life Alert Center, where I can get the help I need, even when I cannot reach a phone. With Life Alert, I'm never alone.
For a free Life Alert brochure, call 800-635-4993. That's 800-635-4993. Call now at 800-635-4993 to get a free brochure. 800-635-4993.
National Funding Group has just released $100 million in easy access small business funding to businesses that gross at least $100,000 a year. You can have fast access up to $500,000 in new business capital in as little as 48 hours. Think about the ways you could grow your business if you had up to $500,000 cash infusion. Call a NFG funding expert now. The process is easy. It only takes about 5 minutes. Then our management-owned lending team looks at your application for a fast approval. You can get 100% funded in about 2 days. If you need up to $500,000 in working capital to run your business and you gross at least $100,000 a year, call NFG and apply today. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. That's 800-296-1564.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then call Page Publishing ASAP. We're looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to us. And we'll give you our feedback. And if we like what we read, we will get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. We handle everything. Editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or a biography and want to get it published, call Page Publishing now for your free author submission kit. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with this simple phone call.
888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. That's 888-785-0618.
Biz Talk Radio.
Portions of today's show brought to you by Incredible Malta, where seascapes, landscapes, great food, beach and city resorts, incredible history and architecture, and wonderful inhabitants make Malta a must-visit destination. For details, go to visitmalta.com.
It's Travel with Stephanie Abrams.
Stephanie Abrams here at our studio, Studio 35 at the Crowne Plaza, Berkshire Pittsfield, in the heart of Berkshire County in western Massachusetts. So easy to get to, people. So if you want to fly in, easy choices. You can fly into Bradley Airport in Hartford, Connecticut. It's about an hour and 15 minutes away. You can fly into Albany, about an hour away. You can take the train from anywhere on the Hudson Valley route, from New York City, Penn Station, northward, and get off at the Albany Rensselaer train station, and you can sort it out with Enterprise Car Rental. They'll have a rental car waiting for you to pick up right at the train station, which is lovely, by the way. I went into New York last week by train on Amtrak. Just lovely. You can fly into Boston. We're a two-hour drive from Boston, although my husband says he makes it in 2 hours because he's cutting a couple of corners there. Okay, so it's 2.5 hours from Boston. It's a gorgeous drive, absolutely gorgeous drive. And we were talking about what's going on at Tanglewood, which is a music venue like none you have ever been to. It's an incredible experience, and you really should treat yourself this summer. Ozawa Hall, the smaller permanent building venue that is often used for concerts, looks like it was designed by Frank Lloyd Wright. It's, I don't know if it's teak, but it looks like it's teak. And the way the chairs are designed, it's almost like that Mission style, but it's very Frank Lloyd Wrightsy. And you can sit inside on the orchestra level, and there are a couple of tiers that go up left and right, box seats and whatnot. And you can sit on the lawn and enjoy being under the stars and listen to the music. And this year, I'm going to that July 5th concert we were talking about. I've got everything on my calendar already, so I'm looking at my calendar. And it's the Cleveland Baroque group doing Vivaldi's Four Seasons, by the way. I've got that in my book too. I saw them last year. This is like an inner circle of musicians from the Cleveland Orchestra. They're amazing. And I, you know, as soon as I saw them back on the program, I said, oh, there's one we're going to. And then the next night is Emmanuel Axe, who is just a genius at the piano. And that's also in Ozawa Hall. And then we come into the weekend. That's the middle of the week, the 5th and 6th of July. I don't know what's happening Friday, but I've got a day off here on my calendar.
Friday is actually opening night at Tanglewood, so that is the kickoff concert of the Boston Symphony Orchestra's summer season. And we are happy and fortunate to have our music director, Andres Nelsons,
who will
be conducting, who is fantastic. He's a young conductor. He has been our music director for 3 years now. He is, without a doubt, just judging by critics around the world, one of the top conductors in the world.
Which works, because the Boston Symphony fits in that category as well.
And he's exciting to watch. He's passionate. You can tell he loves what he's doing. And you can also tell, since conductor's back is to the audience, but you see the musicians looking at their music, but also looking at the conductor, and you can tell that the Boston Symphony Orchestra players are very much in the thrall of Maestro Nelsons. They enjoy playing for him. He brings out the best in them, and he gives a lot. He absolutely credits them and steps back. When the applause starts, he asks everybody who's had a solo part to stand up and take applause. and he is very thankful for how great the orchestra is and is not the sort of old school authoritarian music director or conductor by any means.
Yeah, well, and the good news is that modern orchestras don't take that stuff anymore. So that's a good thing, because, you know, many conductors, and there are still some in the world that aren't accustomed to working with American orchestras. They're like somebody out of the film The Red Shoes. You know what I mean? But yes. There's on the 8th, I've got the Pops on my calendar on July 8th. What am I saying?
That is the Boston Pops under our longtime music director, Keith Lockhart, doing Sondheim on Sondheim. So it's very much a Broadway night with some great vocalists, four solo vocalists. So for people who are aficionados of Broadway, Sondheim is probably the greatest Broadway writer of this generation, and many of his musicals are fantastic, and this is a show that was put together of sort of his greatest hits, so it will be a memorable night. The Boston Pops, which includes many BSO players, is a phenomenally fine-tuned orchestra and always puts on a wonderful show. And then we continue through the summer. We have 8 weekends of classical and occasional Pops concerts. Maestro Nelsons, our music director, will be here for the first 2 weekends of the summer and the last 2 weekends of the summer, 4 weeks, which is the most he's been able to commit to Tanglewood because he has a very busy travel schedule. He is in demand all over the world as a guest conductor. So that's very exciting. Stephanie mentioned on the 6th at Ozawa Hall, there's an Emmanuel Axe concert. That's part of a 6-concert program that he curated this summer, which is called Schubert's Summer Journey. So it's a series of concerts with various pieces that the great composer Schubert wrote that are all have a summer theme or feel to them, very different music, different instruments in all of them, and they're spread out throughout the whole summer.
And remember, you can go to BSO.org for Boston Symphony Orchestra, BSO.org, or you can go to Tanglewood.org, because if you go to BSO.org, you'll find a place to click over for Tanglewood, and that'll give you a chance to see, you know, all the dates and all the performances and a place to click to get your tickets.
Yeah, so we try to make it very, we sell tickets directly. We do not work through the third party folks. So if you get on a site that isn't a BS, that doesn't seem like it's the Boston Symphony Orchestra, it isn't. It's a reseller who's charging more than face value for tickets.
How do you like that?
Because we do not work with any of the normal Ticketmasters, etc. We have our own online presence as well as an 800 number, which you can find online to call if you'd rather do that. A couple of highlights. There's a wonderful young classical small orchestra that are a bunch of freelance musicians from Brooklyn called the Knights. They're playing at Ozawa Hall on July 13th. They're kind of young, really well-trained, fantastically skilled classical musicians who have each and every one of their, I think they're about 25 players in this orchestra, have the souls of rock stars, but they happen to be playing, in this case, Purcell, Adams, and Mozart.
Oh, we saw them last year. They were great.
They
Where
are.
They coming
they're,
back?
They're fantastic. We have a big opera night on Saturday, July 15th, which was the Boston Symphony Orchestra with, again, Maestro Nelsons conducting.
Is
and
his wife singing?
They're doing Das Rheingold. She is this summer, but not at that concert. She's singing later in the summer.
Oh, she's wonderful.
She is.
What a talented family.
Christina Opelaeus. And let's see. You know, Tanglewood, we always attract the best classical musicians in the world love to come to Tanglewood because it is really a beautiful place. It's 526 acres. There are manicured lawns, which we're happy to say we use no chemicals on those lawns. It's just we have a fantastic head groundskeeper.
How many acres?
And they work 526 in total.
It's incredible.
So we have the Emerson Quartet, perhaps the greatest string quartet in the world, playing on July 19th at Ozawa Hall, and July 20th as part of Schubert's Summer Journey, the second concert.
We're going to take a quick break and come back and see if we can fly through the rest of the summer, or at least the highlights of it, so you know what's coming up. Truly, if you like music, there's music you like at Tanglewood. Stay with me. This is Stephanie Abrams. Don't leave me.
It's time to see New York and save 15% with Amtrak. Take your next trip outside big city limits and see more of what New York has to offer. A world of natural beauty, culture, wineries, charming historic towns, outdoor adventure, and delicious locally sourced cuisine await you when you board your Amtrak train in New York City or anywhere along the Hudson Valley route to Albany and beyond, where a wealth of natural wonders await you. Choose from several Amtrak routes that reach all corners of New York State. Take in the beauty of Niagara Falls and Lake Placid or head for Montreal, all while taking advantage of your 15% savings. While enjoying spacious seats, easy boarding, and free Wi-Fi. That's the comfort and convenience of traveling with Amtrak. After you book and save 15% on your next trip, visit NewYorkByRail.com for additional destination information to plan activities for your visit. Plan your Amtrak 15% savings getaway today. Restrictions and blackout dates apply. For details, visit Amtrak.com.
Tanglewood, the summer home of the Boston Symphony Orchestra, announces tickets for the upcoming season are now on sale. Maestro Andras Nelsons and world-famous guest conductors will lead the BSO in the music of Mozart, Ravel, Tchaikovsky, Schubert, Berlioz, and more. Conductor Nelsons will lead the BSO in 10 Tanglewood concerts, including opening night July 7th, as the orchestra presents Mahler's Symphony No. 2, Resurrection. Keith Lockhart and the Boston Pops will also highlight Tanglewood's opening and closing weekends with Sondheim on Sondheim and E.T. the Extraterrestrial in concert. And don't miss the Tanglewood Popular Artist Series, beginning with Natalie Merchant in July. Bring your family and friends to one of the most beloved music festivals in the world this summer at Tanglewood. Order your tickets now. Call 888-266-1200, 888-266-1200. Or visit tanglewood.org.
Here's George Foreman with InventHelp.
Hi, I'm George Foreman. Do you have an idea for a new product or invention? People ask me all the time, George, how do I get my idea in front of companies? How do I get a patent? What do I do next? Do you have the same questions? I'll tell you like I'll tell them all. Call my friends at InventHelp.
Call InventHelp today for free information. InventHelp has been helping inventors for more than 30 years and has sales offices nationwide. InventHelp can submit your invention to companies who are interested in receiving new ideas. If you have an idea and want to try to patent it and submit it to companies, you should call InventHelp today for free information.
Listen, I can't guarantee a company will be interested in your idea, but I believe every inventor deserves the opportunity to step into the ring and take their best shot. Put InventHelp in your corner.
To get your free inventor's information, call 1-800-351-1453. That's 1-800-351-1453. Again, 1-800-351-1453.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-373-0345. That's 800-373-0345. Again, 800-373-0345.
What is term life insurance? It's basically a financial protection plan for your family if you pass away. It can be a hard purchase. Think about it. It's one of the few major purchases you can make that you will personally never use. But you've got to have it to protect your family, and you owe it to yourself to shop and compare to get the best possible rates. For term life insurance policies of $500,000 or more, call the Term Lifeline today.
800-957-6068. That's 800-957-6068. Remember, we specialize in term life insurance policies of $500,000 or more, and we have great rates for smokers too. So call today. 800-957-6068. 800-957-6068. That's 800-957-6068.
is Talk Radio.
Have you been to Serendipity 3? Hi, this is Stephanie Abrams. Serendipity 3, located at 225 East 60th Street between 2nd and 3rd Avenues in New York City, offers their signature frozen hot chocolate and hot fudge sundaes. Yum. Hungry? Have a yummy brunch, lunch, pre- and post-theater dinners, and munchables in an atmosphere designed to make the best memories. The haunt of celebrities and people in the know for over five decades, Serendipity 3 is open 7 days a week at 11:30 a.m., open until midnight Sunday through Thursday, and till 1 a.m. Friday and Saturday. A New York City visit is incomplete without a stop at Serendipity 3. Before you leave there, pick up a copy of my novel, Rumors, from their darling gift shop. Visit serendipity3.com for menus and details.
Stephanie Abrams Travel Show is brought to you by Amtrak, reaching all corners of New York State, including Niagara Falls and Lake Placid, and onward to Montreal, offering 15% savings, spacious seats, easy boarding, free Wi-Fi on board, and 15% savings on your next trip. Restrictions and blackout dates apply. For details, visit Amtrak.com.
A weekend in the country.
You're invited.
What a horrible plot. A weekend in the country.
I'm excited.
No, you're not.
A weekend in the country.
Just imagine. It's completely depraved.
A weekend in the country.
It's insulting.
It's ingrained.
It's that woman. It's that arm felt.
Oh, the actress.
Oh, the ghoul. She may hope to make a charm felt, but she's mad if she thinks I would be such a fool as to weekend in the country.
How insulting.
And I've nothing to wear. A weekend in the country. Here, the last place I'm going is there.
It's Travel with Stephanie Abrams.
I'm with Larry Oberweger. Larry lives in the Berkshires, which made it easy for him to come and visit us here at our studio, Studio 35 at the Crown Plaza, Berkshire Pittsfield Hotel. And we're just down the road a piece from Tanglewood, the summer home of the Boston Symphony Orchestra, where you'll also find popular artists and the Boston Pops and wonderful, wonderful musical events all summer long, with the first event on the 17th of June, and the last is September what?
Right now, the last thing scheduled is
No, you
September
need the microphone.
3rd. September 3rd.
Right.
Is the Boston Pops Orchestra with guest artist Melissa Etheridge.
And we left off somewhere in June, so maybe we can get through June and into what's cooking.
Well, we got a little
August.
Bit into July with the opening night of the BSO. Right, the opening night of the BSO.
August.
So since anyone who's interested should go to tanglewood.org or bso.org, they're one and the same, and look at the schedule, because you're not going to remember this, but I'll just give you some quick highlights of who will be there, because it really is the greatest musicians in the world of classical music. As I mentioned, we have an opera night where they're doing an orchestral performance of Das Rheingold with singing, of course. That's in July. During the month of July, we have the Emerson Quartet twice. We have Jean-Yves Thibaudeau, one of the great pianists in the world.
It's fabulous.
We have Emmanuel Ax playing piano a couple of times. We have Charles Dutoit guest conducting two concerts. We have Pinchas Zukerman, the great violinist, playing one night. Then we get into August. We have a great Berkshire night called Tanglewood on Parade. That's always the first Tuesday in August. That is kind of the day that Tanglewood opens its doors and hearts to local residents and visitors from about 1 in the afternoon until the end of the concert at night, and it ends with fireworks over a beautiful lake called Stockbridge Bowl. That's always a highlight of the summer. Garrick Olson will be playing twice in the Shed in early August. Yo-Yo Ma is playing a couple of times this summer, the first time on Sunday, the Sunday afternoon concert on
and
August
6th. And for those
6th.
Of you who are not up to speed, Yo-Yo Ma is an incredible musician. He is a cellist. And, you know, when you mentioned Olson, and I think of him, I think of Emmanuel Ax, I think of Yo-Yo Ma. When they perform, you can't tell where the instrument ends and they begin. They seem to be bonded and melded into the instrument and the music, it is remarkable. Get good
it
seats,
is.
People.
It is remarkable. I mean, these are, you know, these are amongst the, it's like if you, to make a quick sports analogy, this is like having Rafael Nadal and Roger Federer and Andy Murray and Novak Djokovic all playing on the same night in one place, and you get to watch. And we have this all summer long. I mean, Yo-Yo Ma's playing twice this summer. Manny Axe is playing five or six times. Paul Lewis.
Yes, and now that you called him Manny Axe, ye of the familiar set, there he has a group of followers who show up in their T-shirts that say maniacs. Not maniacs, maniacs.
Well, testament to how much people like it here, both Emmanuel Axe and Yo-Yo Ma have summer houses out in the Berkshires, so they are here quite frequently, whether they're performing or not, and they work with the Tanglewood Music Center, which is our training ground for the most gifted young musicians in the world. It's open by audition only. There are about 140. They're called fellows each summer. And they get to be taught by the BSO members as well as all our guest artists, which will every summer includes both Emmanuel Axe and Yo-Yo Ma. On the 19th of August, one of the biggest nights of the summer is John Williams Film Night. And that night, this year, Maestro Williams and our music director, Andres Nelsons, will be sharing the podium. And they play snippets of movie music. About half of those snippets are accompanied by the film. So there will be...
Yeah, it's remarkable. You're seeing the video. You may even see people who are speaking. But the music has been stripped out and the orchestra conducted... You know what it is to see... The composer, John Williams, conducting his own music with the orchestra while above on the screen you're seeing it timed into the film. People, go to Tanglewood.org, go to BSO.org. The concerts, the last one is the Pops on September 3rd, and unfortunately we have run out of time. Go check it out, people, and get your tickets now. Select. Don't be disappointed. I got 1 second for you.
Okay, so August 29th, Sting is performing. That was announced this morning. Diana Ross is performing on August 30th, and the Abbott Brothers are performing on September 1st.
We got it. All right, come back next week, everybody. Got to fly now.
It's such a lovely day. You just say the words and we'll beat the birds down to Acapulco Bay. It's perfect for a flying honeymoon, they say. Come fly with me, let's fly, let's fly. Pack up, let's fly away.
The opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or service. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com.
Biz Talk Radio.